Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Orlando Cabrera. Batting second, the catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting third, the left fielder, Carlos Quinton. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fifth, the DH, Jim Thome. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Alexei Ramirez. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Juan Uribe. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gavin Floyd. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Eric Patterson. Batting second, the second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting third, the DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Carlos Gonzalez. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jack Kust. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jack Hanahan. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Darrick Barton. Batting ninth, the catcher, Rob Bowen. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dallas Braden. And now, play ball. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pierzynski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Quinton hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dye hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Patterson. Dye reaches second base with a double. Quinton moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thome hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Quinton scores. Dye moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dye tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ramirez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Quinton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Quinton. Thomas moves to second. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Bowen and he is out, Ellis applying the tag. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Uribe hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pierzynski hits a line drive towards short. Crosby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cust hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pierzynski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hanahan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cust moves to second. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cust moves to third. Two outs. Rob Bowen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Quinton strikes out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dye hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Patterson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patterson. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Patterson steals second. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patterson moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher is hit by the pitch. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Uribe is 0-for-1 in the game. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cust takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hanahan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hanahan hits a fly ball into center field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barton is 0-for-1 in the game. Barton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Quinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quinton takes first base on ball 4. Pierzynski moves to second. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dye hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Barton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Bowen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bowen is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bowen for the out. One out. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Conurco is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Conurco hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Uribe settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Uribe. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cust is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cust hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into left field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Thornton now pitching. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hanahan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hanahan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 0 for 2 in the game. Uribe strikes out. One out. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pierzynski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Barton is 0 for 2 in the game. Barton hits a fly ball into center field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Bowen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowen is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowen strikes out. Two outs. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Patterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patterson hits a fly ball into left field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Blevins now pitching. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Quinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quinton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dye is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tommy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tommy strikes out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Brian Anderson pinch runs for Paul Konerko. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Brian Anderson now playing center field. Nick Swisher now playing first base. Octavio Dotel now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cust hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crosby is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crosby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Houston Street now pitching. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops it up and throws to first, with Street covering, for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Street fires to first and has Ramirez trapped. There's the throw to Crosby, who tags Ramirez for the out. Two outs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 0-for-3 in the game. Uribe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Horacio Ramirez now pitching. Emil Brown pinch hits for Jack Hanahan. Emil Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Brown reaches second base with a double. Cliff Pennington pinch runs for Emil Brown. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barton is 0-for-3 in the game. Barton bunts between the mound and first base. Ramirez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barton for the out. Pennington moves to third. One out. Kurt Suzuki pinch hits for Rob Bowen. DJ Carrasco now pitching. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.